The Guardian.
We've been trying to characterise and understand aspects of touch that are mediated by what you would call grooming behaviours, the sorts of stroking movements that we make when we groom ourselves and others, and why it's so rewarding.
And you've had to build a machine, especially the RTS, is it?
Yes, to understand sensory systems, we apply good old-fashioned psychophysical procedures, so we need to control touch, its movement, and importantly, its force. So we developed a sophisticated stroking machine that had the characteristics necessary to excite these special nerve fibres we're interested in characterising that appear to be responsive maximally to pleasant light force, slow velocity stroking.
And you've come up with some statistics or some figures for optimum force, optimum speed as well.
When we look at the human behavioural responses, as well as the response from the nerve itself directly, the nerve fires optimally and people respond optimally when the movement velocity is about 5 centimetres per second. So between 3 and 5 centimetres per second is judged nicest, and the nerve fibre itself is firing most actively at those velocities. And again, these are part of the stereotypical sort of grooming movements that people make whilst they're grooming.
And you've also looked at different types of materials as well, haven't you?
Yes, well, again, within Unilever, also we're very interested in things that go on you as well as things that go in you. And we do a lot with treating fabrics, making them softer and more pleasant. And we need to characterise the physics, if you like, and how it's altering perception. So our rotary tactile stimulator can be used with different sorts of fabrics and materials, treated different ways. And again, we can measure psychophysically the response, how pleasant or unpleasant those fabrics may feel, in a very quantifiable and objective way.
What kind of research needs to be done next? What other kind of things are you going to be looking at?
We'd like to understand the molecular biology, i.e. the encoding processes, what's going on in these C-tactile afferents, as they're called, to make them mechanosensitive. So this is sort of membrane biophysics, if you like, as well as understanding more about where they project into the brain. Some of our brain imaging studies are showing that these pleasant responding touch fibres project into areas of the brain that are involved in processing emotion and well-being. And of course, this supports our interest in grooming behaviours are good for you, apart from getting you clean. They're probably, more importantly, making you feel good.
And what kind of applications are there for this research on stroking? Is there a kind of sexual application as well?
No, I don't. I think this is at the level of sort of human social behaviour in terms of nurturing and affiliative behaviour that I think this system is manifesting itself in terms of promoting behaviours that are sort of good at a social level. So the cuddling of a baby or the nurturing of two people, you know, the fondness between couples is modulated by this sort of touch. I don't think it's at the sexual level because these nerve fibres haven't been found in those regions of the body. Something else is taking over there. So this is a sort of what we call affiliative or affective touch, rather than the sort of sexual tactile experiences that are probably mediated by other systems.
And from your speech earlier, can you explain the Swedish nurse phenomena?
The back of his hand was being stroked by his partner or by a control person. And the hands were equilibrated for temperature, so the hands didn't feel cold. So basically, the back of his hand was being stroked, and he knew in which situation who the stroker was. So a familiar person, if you like, was touching him, his wife, and then the control toucher to expose that social context, and that's where the brain area that we would have predicted would be activated by the pleasant affective aspects of that touch was activated more by the stranger than by the wife.
And she was
attractive.
Yes.
And we did tell him and her.
You mentioned something quite interesting about itching as well. That's an interesting field.
Yes. These C fibres that we've been talking about today, we know that the C fibres code for pain, and that's the general understanding, is that C fibres are nociceptors, pain nerves. Our research with the group in Sweden are showing another class of C fibres that are not responding to pain, but colloquially like being stroked, And some colleagues of mine in Germany, Hermann Handwerker and Martin Schmelz, only in 2002 found another class of C fibres that specifically responded to itch. So within these C fibres, we've got pain, we've got pleasure, we've got itch. And I think there's a fascinating relationship between why an itch is so pleasant to scratch. Yeah, why is scratching so rewarding? It is very, very nice experience. Why? It must be part of the interplay of traffic in these C fibres, I think, one balancing the other. And who knows, our C tactile pleasure fibres may be involved in the rewarding aspects of scratching an itch. And there are clinical applications for this knowledge, should it be true.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.